All right, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to another Thursday. I don't know what's going on with my voice. I'm just excited. Thursday, come out of the wilderness, live prayer. I'm just adjusting what I call, it's called soaking music. So if you're ever wondering what's going on in the background, I play soaking music because it shifts the environment for me. And I am just so grateful to be here. For those of y'all on Facebook, again, the link, you'll see this later. But StreamYard has an issue with Facebook. So just come on over and watch us on YouTube live. And by the way, if you're subscribed to our Mrs. Pi channel on YouTube, you'll get the notification when we go live. So you won't miss anything. And just do us a solid good morning, Tracy, to the faithful. Oh my gosh, I didn't even see your name and you see your comment and I just saw your name. I mean, you're in my head so good morning, everybody. And for those, again, who are going to be listening or watching the replay, I hope you've been following along to what's been happening, the teachings from March, meaning I think this is such a good way, a good lesson. We're calling it moving forward in March. And for a lot of us who, again, if you know anything about us, we, you know, our theme for this year is SOAR. And so we had an event in January. You can also catch the replay for SOAR on graceandgritmedia.com. And or you can just go to the Mrs. Pi YouTube channel and you can see all the replays there. But it kind of set the tone for where a lot of us want to go this year. We have high expectations. You know, we are tapping into the grace. And so as we're continuing the conversation today, this is going to step on some toes because you need to be stepped on. But really is stepping out in faith. And I'm going to share the teaching out of Joshua 1. And again, I think many of us are familiar with it. And I pray, Lord, that you would just open their eyes to see it maybe a little different this morning so they'll be encouraged, Lord. And that Holy Spirit, you will speak to them in the way that they need to hear so that they'll be inspired to keep moving forward and really stepping out in faith and really trusting you, God, to come through and watching for the signs and watching for those opportunities, opening their eyes to see when you've sent an opportunity their way. Because sometimes, Lord, we miss the boat because opportunity doesn't look like what we think it should. And so I ask even, Lord, that you will remove those blockers on our mindsets, Lord God, that causes us to look at things in such a narrow way and just open up to the possibility that God's going to do a new thing in our lives. And again, I just ask a blessing over everyone who's going to watch this live or, you know, watch the replay or listening to it on the podcast, whatever, wherever they're catching this word, that there'll be a blessing for them, Lord God, that they will open their eyes to see what opportunity looks like again. Amen. I was in this conversation. I had a good catch up with some of who I call my friends, some of the women who are also in this prayer community. And we were just sharing and fellowshipping about, you know, opportunity. And I was explaining to them that the way that opportunity shows up, I have so much to tell y'all, I can't get it out. But the way that opportunity shows up, again, it also, we get so skewed based on past failures. Like, you know, I'll never trust people again. But what do you think? Who do you think you got to work with, right? You know, that's not how it works. So we've allowed past hurt and past experiences, right? I tried that and it didn't work. So I'm never going to trust it again. Or, you know, opportunity, you know, to some people might look like the only way you can get to the next level is if you go to a conference, right? And yet sometimes the Lord has aligned you to someone who has the kind of grace on them that will help you get to the next step. But because that person doesn't look like what you think, they're not a multimillionaire, you're not going to listen, you know? Or maybe you're holding back on stepping out again because, you know, you don't know what the next step is and you're asking for guidance and your next step is, you know, is really trusting God before he can give you that thing you're asking for, right? Anyway, that's a word for somebody because that ain't even what I can tell y'all. So I'm going to go in Joshua 1. I'm going to share my screen. And again, because we do this on the audio podcast streets, I also have to share some of the steps that I'm doing, y'all. So I'm not crazy. I just got to make sure that the listeners know what I'm doing. All right. Amen. So Lord, we just thank you again for the lesson you're going to teach us in this, in Joshua 1. And so Joshua 1 verse 9, I'm going to read this out. This is the A. Shelley version, English Standard Version. And this is when God is commissioning Joshua. Now, I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm going to ask you to just open your mind and don't overthink. And as I'm releasing these words, I want you to place yourself in the position of Joshua receiving this commission. I want you to dare yourself to think that God is handing something amazing over to you. I'm going to challenge you to think about yourself as if, you know, your Moses has left, right? It says after the death of Moses that there's a handoff coming to you in the opportunity. Again, whether it's on the job or maybe you're running a business. I know I talk to a lot of folks who are in business and have careers and even, you know, moms, great stay-at-home moms that, you know, you've been handed something over and now you're moving towards your next step and having to step out on faith. So I dare you to put yourself in the position as Joshua, and this is the Lord speaking to you. And for you, if you have a religious spirit, you're going to miss it. but if you want to hear what the Lord has to say to you about how you get to your next step and the kind of trust and what he's doing for you, put yourself. I live in the Bible, but I also live in the Word. Does that make sense? I'm a participant. I read it, but I'm participating in it. And another thing I want to call out is when we're talking about the book of law in the time frame that this is. I want you to think about what the Lord, the New Testament, and what the Lord has done for us now, right? I don't want you to get caught up in, well, the Old Testament says. I want you to remember what Jesus has done for us, that he came and a lot of the things that we are still fighting by ourselves, you don't need to do that anymore. The Holy Spirit is your helper. So just put that frame in mind. I have to put it out. Amen. So after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. So again, if I'm listening to this, I'm hearing the Lord said to Shelley. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I'm giving to them, to the people of Israel. Right. So again, just putting yourself in the Word. I'm going over this Jordan, this river. I'm crossing over. I'm shifting into a different environment, a different territory. Some of y'all are shifting into a different opportunity, a different business venture. Maybe you're shifting into a new job. Maybe you're shifting into a new project. All right. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I have promised to Moses. So this is a great prayer point. Lord, I thank you that the sole of my feet will tread upon what I've given to you, just as I've promised. So everywhere I put my feet was, you know, it was given to me. It's mine. So as my territory expands, it says, just as I promised to Moses, from the wilderness to this and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. So again, another prayer point or another thing to consider is that your territory, you know, you stop thinking about your territory as this small, like God can't do big things for me. Here he's talking to Joshua and Joshua didn't have the same amount of grace that Moses carried, but he was tapped into it because God commissioned him, right? So here you have Moses being told, hey, you know, as far as you can even see from the wilderness and Lebanon, as far as the great river, all of the lands, you know, to where the going down of the sun shall be your territory, right? No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. You know, this is another one, again, there's a lot of prayer points, but I'm calling them out for those of y'all who are trying to go to the next level, or maybe you're just trying to be encouraged to step out on faith without fear. If you come in and pray, listen, the word says, no man shall be able to stand before me when all the days of my life. But that's a prayer point. I thank you, Lord, that no man shall be able to stand before me, mean block me, all the days of my life. And just as he was with, just as you, Lord, have been with Moses, I thank you for being with me. The word says, I will never leave me or forsake me, right? So that causes us to be strong and courageous, like verse 6, be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. You got to be strong and courageous. This says nothing about fear. This ain't an affirmation. This is a declaration. That's different. only be strong and very courageous. So now it's coming back and it's telling you, you know, again, when the word is repeating some things, there's some points that you've got to, you really got to get that into your very spirit, your heart, your mind, the way you think, be strong and courageous. And it comes back and says, only be strong and courageous and be very careful to do all according to the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. When the Lord sends people along your path, they call them divine helpers. It's really important that you're careful to do what they're sharing with you. Maybe they're giving you some directions and some insight. You always take it back and we call it check the spirit. You always go back to the Lord. Lord, is this for me? Is this where you want me to go? And he will confirm it to you. He'll confirm it through the word. He'll confirm it in dreams. He'll confirm it in visions. He'll confirm it through people literally saying, hey, you know, here's this opportunity. He'll confirm it. You will know, right? Right? But only be strong and courageous and being careful to do all according to that. Don't turn from it right to the right hand or to the left that you may have success where you go. Stay focused. Stay focused. As you're trying to step out in faith, it's so important for you to stay focused so you'll have good success. Verse 8, you know, it says the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. And we're talking about the word of God. It shall not depart. Why is this so important? It doesn't depart. It shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate. You need to let the word sink into your very soul, into your spirit, so that you may be careful to do all that's written in it. Right? Then you will make your way prosperous. And then you will. So there's a process. First come into the word. Then you meditate on it, right? Because it's got to come into your spirit and your mind. Then follow the instructions. then you'll make your way prosperous and then you'll have good success. And this is so important because for those of y'all who are, you know, being challenged to really step out on faith and into this area that maybe God is moving you to something that's bigger than you thought, come back into the word. But it tells you what to do. It tells you what to do. And the last verse, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord God is with you wherever you go. I'm going to stop sharing. So this is, I think, is so encouraging for those of you who are moving in a different direction, that there's a new thing happening for you this season. Right? You've asked the Lord, you know, Lord, bless me with a promotion. Bless me with a job. There's a lot of folks. Again, like I said, I talked to a lot of folks in business and, you know, career folks. I talked to a lot of people who are out of work and, you know, to encourage them. And so even for those who are looking for a job, or maybe you're at the hospital room right now and you're praying alongside your partner. And this is a new thing for you because, you know, you're going to have to take care of the family in a different way and having to step out on faith that God is going to heal your loved one or provide for your family. If you've had a recent loss, you know, a death in your family and you're having to support and provide in a very different way, you have to step out on faith that God is still going to provide, you know, the loss of income that comes from that, or maybe the bills that's coming from that, and having to step out on faith that, you know, and believe, still trust and believe that God still got you. And this is why it's so important for you, again, to have the law in your mouth, have the word in your mouth, have time that you set apart to meditate on what God says about you. So I tell you that I place myself in the word, right? So my spirit connects to the Holy Spirit that way. And I show up in the word. And that's how I get the promises of God. Really, they're part of my foundation. They're part of my life so that when I need to pull on the grace, it's there for me. It's the grace of God is there for me. I don't have to try to, you know, figure out, you know, who I need to talk to or you know, which affirmation or which podcast I need to listen to fill me up, right? Right? I have the word in my spirit, and so that helps me to step out on faith. Stepping out on faith means you have to believe what God says about you. And so I encourage you to go back in Joshua 1 and read that great commission. You know what happened after? What happened after God commissioned Joshua? It says Joshua assumes command. He assumed command. He was able to shift into leading, into taking charge of what God gave him. So he was able to step out on faith, receiving what God had for him, right? The baton, if you will, was passed from Moses to Joshua. And then he was able to assume command. He was able to take charge, take hold of what God had for him. And then, and that for Joshua was for to lead. So maybe your take charge, maybe your command over your life is as a mom or as a colleague or as a manager or in ministry or whatever that is, whatever that great, whatever it is, that commission, whatever it is that the Lord is calling you to do. And don't overlook what we call the small things. Because sometimes stepping out on faith is challenging you as a believer to be kinder to the people who treat you unfairly, the people who lie on you, the people who judge you. Listen, that's just a part of the deal. You understand? But maybe stepping out on faith for you as a believer is being more open and sharing your faith with someone else. Maybe that's a challenge for some of you to just share your faith in love, not judgment. And knowing that, you know, the Lord is saying, be strong and courageous. Maybe stepping out on faith for you is just that, is being a better parent, being a better listener to your children, not just the little ones, but your teens and your adult children. And stepping out on faith, you know, trusting God that he's got this thing in the palm of his hands. And stepping out on faith, still believing that God is who he says he is, and he's who you are, who he says you are. So I pray this bless you as you're thinking about stepping out on faith, that you're remembering what the word says. Let it, you know, be, like I said, become a part of the story, y'all. No man shall be able, no man or woman, okay, shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. And the word says, just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. So Father, in your mighty name, I thank you for this opportunity to come again before you and your throne and just bringing your people along. I thank you, Lord, for reminding us of who you are. Your word says, Lord, that just as you were with Moses, you're with us. Isn't that amazing? So I thank you, Lord, that just as you were with Moses, you're with us. We thank you for the promises that you've left, that the covenant that you've built, that your word says you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. We thank you, Lord God, as you build up our strength and our courage so that we can step out on faith on these dreams and these aspirations and different callings and, you know, what these assignments that you've given us, that we'll continue to do this work, Lord God, and that you'll build us up. Build us up, Lord God. We thank you for those destiny helpers. We thank you for divine helpers. But Lord, I pray even this morning that you'll cause us to be somebody else's helper, that you will use us to bless someone else. More than anything, that's what I ask. I want to be a blessing to millions. So this vessel, Lord God, and the ones that are listening who are willing in heart, that you will use them, use us, Lord God, to bless millions. And I thank you, Lord, again for this day. Thank you for this platform and anyone who's listening, who is standing in need, that you're already releasing the help. I pray that you'll give strength to those who are mourning right now, those who are mourning the loss of a loved one. I pray that you're going to give strength to those who are listening, who are in the hospital rooms right now, Lord God, who are just praying for healing for their loved one, their children, their spouses, their partners, their family members. I pray over every single person who is standing in need of a healing this morning, a healing in their heart, but the brokenhearted and those who just need a peace in the middle of the storm that they're in and the job search, Lord God, those who are standing with open hands and don't know where to go. They want to step out on faith, but they just don't know where to go. I pray that you will make their path clear. And Lord, that every place they place their feet, Lord God, that territory will be handed over to them because they are blessed. We're connected back into the grace of God. And we thank you for that. I thank you, Lord, that you allowed us to see another Thursday and that you're going to bless us to the rest of this day. I pray that they will have so many encounters with you, so many opportunities to tap into your grace. But Lord, use us to be the blessing to other people so they can also step out on faith. Amen. Isn't that amazing, y'all? Y'all, sometimes we ask for stuff for ourselves, but we got to ask him to use us so that we can do that thing for somebody else. I am blessed because I'm being used. I'm opening myself up to be used by God for other people. And by being obedience yields rewards. So I pray that bless you. Don't always come to the table asking for something for yourself. Ask for your neighbor. Amen. I hope that helped y'all. I hope that blessed you. I know it did for me. Y'all, thank you so much for watching. Just a couple of points. Go to graceandgroupmedia.com. We have a lot of free events that y'all can sign up for. In May, we're going to have a phone line that you can call into. We have a book club. If you're interested, you want to join the book club, there's no charge for this stuff. You got to find us on the Facebook streets. Come Out of the Wilderness is the name of the ministry on Facebook streets. You can find us there. And for those of y'all who are saying, you know, I'm not on Facebook, create a profile. You don't have to get involved in the other stuff. Create a profile and come find us. If you're hungry. And if you're hungry, you will find us. We will be there. So God bless you. And y'all have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care.